from Press Communications, LLC. This is Jersey Shore Matters.
It will be just a few months until the 4th of July arrives, and we have a very big celebration on tap this year here at the shore, through the state of New Jersey, and across the entire country. It is our 250th anniversary, and if you can say semi-quincentennial, hats off to you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and welcome to Jersey Shore Matters. I have two very special guests with me today, Monmouth County Commissioner-Director Tom Arnone and Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon. Now, together, they are a dynamic duo. They are the force behind the Monmouth NJ 250 initiative. So without further ado, let me have them tell you the story of how all of this started. Commissioner-Director Arnone, I understand that the first plans began back in 2023. Is that right?
Yes, it was. Christine and myself came together with, and I have to give Christine a ton of credit on this, because she obviously initiated the first discussion of it, and I thought it was extremely exciting, and we wanted to buy in as a team, and what better way to do that but to have co-chairs, where we sit fast forward 3 years later, we are the co-chairs, and it has been an exciting, fun time. And that's the key to this, a fun time there. But a lot of work there. But the first thing we had to do is we had to have the commissioner board, my commissioner board, pass a resolution. And we put ourselves, Christine and my, on the request from the rest of the commissioners to be the co-chairs of the committee. And that's where Christine and I just came together, and we started putting a ton of ideas, a ton of people together, and it has evolved to be, I think, the best in the state planning for the 250 celebration.
Christine and I started talking back in the fall, right before the fair.
Yes.
And that was really the start with the Monmouth 250 mobile.
Yeah, our truck. So our truck was one of the first things we did, our Monmouth 250 truck. But I have to say, after we formed the committee, we wanted, you know, different pieces of the county government, different departments to be all part of this. And we did hire an executive director, Ted Maturo. And right after we did that, we started thinking about, hey, how do we do this great truck to go around the county and raise awareness? And our sheriff had a decommissioned emergency management vehicle. So we wrapped that truck. And, you know, Ted, you know, and our team go around the county to fairs and festivals and all kinds of places to raise awareness of what's going on, but also has so many giveaways and games and videos and all kinds of things to get people engaged.
So at the fair, we had the free books, if I remember, the history, mm-hmm. the little
yes.
history books.
Yes.
Did
yes.
you come up with the idea that if you started with the kids, that the topic, the information would spread to the adults, or did you do it the other way?
Christine and I thought that instead of it just being us and the county there, we wanted to bring in stakeholders that could also be the outreach for us. So that's where it evolved into seniors, into historical groups, into the children. So all of them started, I would say, at the same time, really.
Yeah. Yes. It took a little while to produce like the materials, but from the get-go, one of the things that Ted and I did, because I oversee the county archives, is we looked back 50 years ago, because I have all the records from the bicentennial, and we went through all of these records to see what happened back then. And it gave us so many great ideas. And of course, we remember the bicentennial, Tom and I, so that we wanted, and we were kids at the time.
Very,
so
very.
So we wanted our kids to be involved.
Kid. Really young.
We wanted our towns to be involved. You know, we saw all this in the records that we had, that it was this very robust and inclusive, dynamic time. And so we were trying to hit all angles at once. Students, seniors, historical organizations, our towns, you know, every aspect, you know, libraries, you know, all kinds of aspects of our society, and engage everybody.
And, you know, the one thing that we felt very strongly about, the only way we were going to put Monmouth County on the map to be as broad, you know, we're a big county. We have 53 municipalities, and every municipality is different. Whether you're in the western part of the county, okay, the historical side, the western part of county. You're down by the shore where it's a lot more livelier. Okay, they're going to have different celebrations, but that's fine. It's fine as they did it to the landscape of what their town was. So Christine and I also went on the tour.
We're still going
where we go to different council meetings and show our video and get them to buy in. And we've done a lot of municipalities. And I think, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's 49 towns have passed our resolution out of 53.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. It is
supporting the celebration, supporting the semi-quincentennial. And we are so ahead of the game with that. You know, we're so excited that our towns are supporting. And we've tried to encourage each of the towns to do, as Tom said, like whatever suits their town, but do something. And we're really seeing all of this activity come to fruition. And so when you have our county stuff going on, when you have the town things going on, and then we engage the libraries and the chambers of commerce. Tom and I have been to so many meetings on tour, and we've hosted meetings. We had three meetings with our, maybe four now, with our historical organizations from across the county, because that's an important piece of it too. And then we've had summits where we invite all the municipalities, even though we're going out to the towns, we invite all of them to come to us, come together, talk about what they want to do, find out what's going on. So it has just been nonstop and lots of engagement with
and
people.
You know, you brought up a point there about the children and getting to what Christine was saying about, you know, the bicentennial. You know, I could personally remember the bicentennial in Neptune City, where my father was actually on the committee, which is so ironic. And so you talk about it and, you know, fast forward the amount of years later, okay, that now I'm doing this, but I think I truly do believe that in some sort of the back of my mind that it had something to do with, you know, I learned a lot then, and that's our goal, to make sure that this youth learn a little bit about this, because let's face it, in another 50 years, they'll be doing it. And so
we hope.
We hope. We pray. And that was the ultimate goal. But it's been a fun tour, and that's what has been somewhat exciting. You know, some things could get monotonous, and some things could get, all right, we've had enough of this. But this year has been fun because it's excitement. It's a party.
It is a party.
It's a party.
Yep. It should be a big
one.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, so there's so many things happening. In terms of the youth, we did some special things geared toward the youth. So we have two contests that we've launched. We've had this. We're in our third round. We have a poetry contest for third through fifth grade. We have an essay contest for sixth through eighth grade. So we're in three rounds of that. We have a coloring book that is specially designed for our kids for this. We have our little top 10 history book where people can learn about the top 10, what we consider, you know, people, places, and events that took place during the Revolutionary War, but that are very mama specific. Because you don't always learn about, like, your area in terms of the Revolutionary War. So we designed that one really for, like, middle school, high school, because it has, like, games in the back, crossword puzzles, hashtag, you
Who
know,
did all
little
that?
Challenges. We did it together, yeah. Ted
did
and
you?
I, Tom.
Really?
And, you know, yes. Yeah, so we created, we have a historical advisory board, too, that we established early on. And they kind of like review our materials to make sure we're historically accurate. We produce it in the county and give it out. And that little top 10 has been very popular with not just students, but everybody likes that one. So it just like sums it all up and kind of connects you to your community and what went on during the Revolutionary War. So
and so after we decided that was the route and those were the organizations that we were going to touch there, we also had to incorporate, along with Ted and the committee, county events that we wanted to bring in so we could showcase. And so I think we have, you know, coming up, obviously, you know, we have a short window left. Coming up there, we have some pretty exciting events that are going to be fun, open to all the public. And I think they're going to be received very well. And, you know, so it's going to be an exciting time here in Monmouth. And, you know, and it should be, because, you know, when you talk about the history, there is a tremendous amount of history. Just our video alone there that we have the Handling Our Known video. There is, you know, we're hitting all historic type places, places with a lot of history here. And that's what it's about, showcasing that.
Do you know what else is happening around the state? Is there any coordination between the counties as to what we are doing as a whole for New Jersey?
So the state of New Jersey had established their framework and their organization that was called RevNJ, and it's kind of more like a historical commission type thing. So they've been having some meetings, you know, we actually hosted the first of those meetings where counties came together to talk about, actually, we spoke at that. Ted spoke at that because we were like really ahead of the game.
Did the other counties seem to know what to do?
They were learning really from us.
Wow.
Because we've been doing this for a long time. And I don't think any other county had like the archives to go back and look at what happened 50 years ago. I mean, we looked at every piece of paper, like boxes and boxes of things, to see, okay, what events had, what did every town do? What did the state do? What did the federal government do? Like we had this resource that gave us like a head start. So there's some collaboration, not what you would want, I think. Like I feel like there needs to be some more of that. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like more on the history side of things than the fun side of things. Mm-hmm. So there is that little, you know, there's some connection. They have like grants and learning experiences, and they're doing some like historic preservation, but they're not really saying, hey, do this, or, you know, have a party
I would say
or
they
whatever.
Have events.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are doing like a race series, Rev Run, like around the state.
I will tell you that in 2023, when Christine came with the idea to me and we, you know, started to collaborate a little bit on, you know, opening up the discussion, in hindsight, that's why we are where we are today. It's a short window left. I know what we have planned, and I know how much work went into that. I can't imagine the entities that haven't had that planning to think they're going to achieve the celebration type event.
The level.
The level.
The level.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
The level that we will. But, you know, I'm a little partial to Monmouth County. So
the Historical Commission is doing a great job with doing, like, the history component of things. One really nice special part of our component is even our partners in our court system in Monmouth County are so excited about what's going on. They formed their own committee doing lectures and events, and they had a great, you know, outdoor celebration for the community. Our truck was there. They had games. They, you know, because the court system really tries to engage the public also. We have so many events planned. Like, people need to go to MonmouthNJ250.org. And on that website, we talk about the events that we have coming up. We post events that other entities in the county are doing. And, you know, all of our resources are on there. We have videos. We've done video series, a few different types of video series. We have a documentary coming up that's an hour-long documentary about Monmouth in the Revolutionary War time period and what happened here. And that is premiering at the Garden State Film Festival. It's going to launch the film festival on the Thursday during the day at Asbury Lanes. We've done maps. We've done all different kinds of publications. We have giveaways. You know, come see us at our little, you know, wherever the truck goes. We just have so much going on. We have Monmouth NJ 250. It's really, we use the same handle for everything, Monmouth NJ 250. And you can download the app, and it like ties into all of our things, find out what's going on. So download it. It's a free app. We're really excited about it.
And, you know, we go back to when we started last year at the fair, when we opened the kickoff. I do believe there's going to be a tremendous amount of excitement at our events. If you take a little bit out of our opening ceremony there, it was really great. A lot of excitement, a lot of people with a lot of energy, and, you know, and just like excited to be part of this, because it's a celebration that we should be really recognizing here in our country, and, you know, of course, here in Monmouth County.
Let's agree to talk again just before the event so we can put the final touches on everything that's going to happen. I want to thank you so much for being with me this morning. What special guests to have. You made my day.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you for listening. Tune in next week, same time, for another edition of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning right here on Press Communications, LLC.